comes Big Ed. His hands are heavy as lead. God help me! The girl's crying. He pulls out a knife for to take my life. Now I'll never make it to Lyman.
Brain, Cessna in your ears, and he's going to, let's see, this song is, This Land Is Your Land, Redo, and we are about 5 minutes away from the actual Massive Music Weekend, which starts at noon o'clock with The Fall. That's me giving you that. I'll be back at 1:30 to do some cramps for you. Go online to www.wrct.org. and see the whole Massive Music Weekend. All the DJs here find all their favorite artists, and we take little half-hour blocks day and night, all the way, I think, till Sunday at midnight. We start at noon o'clock in 5 minutes. But check this out. Part of my contribution at the beginning is the Massive Music Weekend kickoff. We did Screamin' Jay Hawkins at 10 o'clock, Piano Red at 10:30, Shadowy Men from My Shadowy Planet at 11, and Driving at Home, Slim Cessna's Auto Club, till noon. Oh, yeah, this land is Autoland. RCT.
That it's all over with broken ribbons. We fill the valleys because they're endless. We soak up the Gulf Stream, grab ribbon highways into our cannons. We aim at fire in the far sky.
We got time for one more tune from Slim Cessna's Auto Club. I have to play Cranston, which is an incredible tune. He will be performing with his local organization, the Slim Cessna, it's going to be at the Brillo Box, March the 6th. But here is Cranston. Oh, what a tune. I tell you, you are so going to dig this. And coming up at noon o'clock, The Fall. RCT, Zombo in your brain.
Please do tell.
So lock your shutters and your door.
Lock your window well.
The city center's back in Cranston.
Is it all so right?
He's got to settle up the score.
Gonna sing it night.
Cranston City, sing it night. Need I remind the folks of Cranston?
Your Bible will.
The city center sits up there.
Sits up down in hell.
The center doesn't come from
well.
Come back to Cranston if you dare.
Said I so will.
They got a proud man of Cranston.
leaves on top of Laurel Hill.
There was a nasty stuff, body's gonna grind it. It had a bird that just chewed upon his ear. This was a rumor bird with woman laying tension. It spoke so loud that no one truly
Cessna's Auto Club with Cranston kicking off Massive Music Weekend. Yes, which starts now.
WRCT Radio 9.
Not really that great of a fanfare, but Massive Music Weekend is exactly noon o'clock, and the fall kicks it off.
Oh, that should be some fun. So we'll see what I can do. I'll try and get the fall section in and then maybe find where I did the cramps. You're listening to actually a rebroadcast of Massive Music Weekend, which is part of Zombo's Deep Archive. So this is kind of like an enigma wrapped in the burrito. It's where I play old shows from 13 years ago. This show originally aired February the 12th, 2010. And it was Massive Music Weekend. So I cannot wait because you know what's coming up next. A half hour of my favorite band, The Fall. So let's just dig right in. WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
And The Fall kicks it off. The band All Must Be Judged By. New Prince.
Rock the records. Rock the
records. RCT. The records. Zombo in your brain. The next half hour, The Fall.
Drop big threes.
Well, 49 records, I think, 49 members over the course of the fall, and I think they have like that many records too. Crazy amount of records. This is Life Just Bounces. Marky Smith and Company. This is from one of the later records, Cerebral Caustic. Yeah, catchy stuff. Zombo in your brain. All right, we got the fall here. here till 12:30. And this is Bill is Dead, a groovy tune. I'll be back at 1:30 for the Cramps. But check out my regular show every Friday, 10 to 3 p.m. You'll never know what you're going to hear because I never know what I'm going to play. Zombo in your brain. Bill is Dead. The Fall. I'm Frank, and you're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRTT, The Fall, Zombo Gear, In Your Brain. Coming up at 12:30, Pharoah Sanders. Velvet Fall with I'm Frank. Coming up next, Yes Oh Yes from the album Curious Orange. Zombo here, my regular show, your regular show, 10 to 3 next Friday, don't you worry, but all weekend is Massive Music Weekend. The Fall, the Mighty Fall. Kicking off Massive Music Weekend, I'm here playing it for you. I've got a fun one for you. I am a mummy.
And that's what you get.
Yeah, that's right. Because that is, I don't know what he's talking about, but nobody knows what he's talking about. I don't even know what I'm talking about. RCT, Pedro Sanders coming up at 12:30. Yeah, here we go. I'm a Mummy, originally done by Bob McFadden and Rob McEwen. RCT.
I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. I'm a mummy. you don't say it's very cold, you are drunk or feel old. They say, what about the meek? I say they've got a bloody cheek. Fantasy and presumption. I say, give me a taxi.
Winding down the first little block of Massive Music Weekend with The Fall. That was Touch Sensitive. We heard I'm a Mummy, Yes Oh Yes, I'm Frank, Bill is Dead, Life Just Bounces, and New Prince. Pharoah Sanders is coming up at 12:30. And I'll leave you with a really groovy little toe tapper. The Mixer, Zombo here. I'll be back at 1:30 to do a little music block of the Cramps for you. I'll be back next Friday at my usual spot, 10 to 3 o'clock. Playing all the music that makes you sick in the head. RCT.
This is Michael, and you're listening to Pharoah Sanders.
Thank you.
Hello again, my name's Michael and you're listening to Tharo Sanders. The album's Karma, the track is The Creator Has a Master Plan, Part 1 and 2. This is WRCT 88.3 FM. Coming up next, Naja. We'll be right back.
damn, I have no idea what all that was. Somebody After Me on Massive Music Weekend. I just couldn't stop listening to it. It's just so damn weird. And you never know what you're going to get on this station. Sometimes it's a turd in the punch bowl, friends. You've been listening to Zombo's Deep Archive, and this show was originally aired the 12th of February, 2010. It was Massive Music Weekend, and whoever had that last half hour, I don't know, man. I don't know if they made any announcements or anything like that. I don't know what was happening, but it's a good kind of weird. It was a good kind of weird. So we are going to get back into the Deep Archive. Next week's show will be from February the 19th from 2010. Always shows 13 years in the past. Join me in the future, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Zombo in Your Brain, right here on this here station, WRCT, right here in the Pittsburgh. And as always, you know, I remain in your brain. Yes, I do.
Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start today with the Nevada primary, where Joe Biden won easily and Nikki Haley lost to no one. What does that mean? Well, I will show you in a moment. We continue to head towards what seems like an inevitable conclusion to this primary season. Joe Biden, the nominee for the Democrats, and Donald Trump, the nominee for the Republicans. Now, whether and how and to what degree Donald Trump will be able to carry out his duties and responsibilities as the Republican candidate, in the context of his forthcoming criminal trials, potentially losing all his cash, a whole bunch of other problems, remains to be seen. But at least at this stage of the game, it doesn't really matter because Republicans seem determined. So let's start with the results of the Republican primary in Nevada. The winner was none of these. 63% of those who voted showed up and said, I don't want any of these candidates. I want none of the people on the ballot. Now, it's important to understand that to some degree, this was a proxy for Donald Trump because Donald Trump was not on the ballot. We talked about the reasons why some time ago, paperwork issue, etc. So Nikki Haley came in second with 31%. But the none of these, in great part, was Republican voters in Nevada expressing that they are displeased with Trump not being on the ballot. When you look, you'll see names you may not recognize. Mike Pence and Tim Scott coming in third and fourth. Then you have John Castro, Hirsch Singh, Donald Corns, and Heath Fulkerson. Who the hell knows who these people are? So on the Republican side, kind of a win for Nikki Haley, but not really. And she still doesn't get delegates. Now, on the Democratic side, just an absolute and total blowout win for Joe Biden. 89% of the vote. Second place was none of these at 6%. And then in a distant third with quite literally 3,100 votes and 2.9% of the vote was Marianne Williamson. And then a whole bunch of people who I haven't heard of, including a candidate named Super Pachaceria Crystal Rock. Jesus. And a whole bunch of other people, right? Stephen Leon and Brent Foots and Mark Prazik. I have no clue. But the important message here, Joe Biden overwhelmingly winning. Well, but David, the Democrats aren't running a real primary. That's right. The Democrats and the Republicans never run a real primary when they have an incumbent. The conventional wisdom is that the incumbent president represents the best shot at remaining in the Oval Office. It's probably more than just conventional wisdom. It's probably just true. Now, we are going to have continuing coverage of primaries, including primaries expected to be more competitive. South Carolina for Republicans is going to be an interesting one. And I had the date here and I just lost it. I believe it is. What is the date of that South Carolina primary for Republicans? The 24th of February. So a few weeks from now, the 24th of February, we will see Republicans vote in South Carolina. By all realistic expectations, Nikki Haley is going to lose that. That's her home state. She should get out at that point, but because of the maybe Trump dies or is in prison caveat, she may try to stay in. Whether Republican donors will continue to support that, we don't yet know. Let's now move on to the absolute and utter chaos that has exploded within the Republican Party. Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, is stepping down. This is the latest, what would we call it, touch point, the latest example of complete and total chaos within the Republican Party. This is a party in shambles in a lot of different ways, which we will talk about.